Hey everyone, what's up? It's PM me your boobs, m'lady. That's gonna get super old saying that over and over again, but here we go. I'm gonna go ahead for my first submission and do something fairly simple. I just want to do the Prowess questionnaire, submitted by H Seal about a year ago, the Gone Wild audio style version. So it's got 15 questions on it, and I'm gonna answer them all to the best of my ability on my first go. So hopefully get the immediately mind-to-mouth response that you would be hoping for in these questions. What is your gender and sexual orientation? I am female, and I'm actually a lesbian. No, I'm actually male and pretty much fully straight. I've never had a gay or homosexual male-male experience before, and it's not something I'm particularly interested in doing either. I would probably be open to writing some scripts for men, because I just like the thought of bringing pleasure to others. I don't think it particularly matters what gender it is for me. But in terms of what gets me off, it's always going to be females. I'm too in love with the female form. I just love every aspect of a female body, of a female personality. It just really gets me going. And that leads me fantastically onto the next question. What gets you turned on? Honestly, it doesn't take much to turn me on. I can get hard at pretty much anything, but I do love a fantastic ass. I like big, round asses. I like to be able to grab them. I like to put my shaft between the cheeks. I like to be able to, feel like I'm really filling up the pussy, but I can really hold the ass cheeks in my hand while I'm going at it from behind. I do love big tits too. But it's not something that I feel is necessary for me to have a partner. But I do feel like having a nice bum is something that I really, really love. I'm a 6 foot 4, athletic British guy. I used to play rugby for sort of local counties and things like that. I love being able to sort of really dominate a smaller girl. So I have a lot of, all of my partners have been petite. They've been quite busty or quite round-assed, and it's something that I really love. I just love sort of that control aspect of being able to, I can throw them onto their bed, I can fuck them until they are shaking, and I know that it's just, I can pick them up and do whatever I want with them. And that's something I really love. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? I think more recently it's become that I'm becoming more open-minded. I noticed that I've started to grow into more of this dom role. I wouldn't say that I'm fully dom, as in I'm not to the extent that I need a sub to get off. But I love being in power in the bedroom. I love controlling the flow and making my partner orgasm, because I have troubles finishing. It's very difficult to make me come. It's all mental for me. The male orgasm is just completely mental for me. I need to be in the right place in my mind to be able to come quickly or come at all for some reason. But so the physical act of sex, although it keeps me hard and keeps me, throbbing, it doesn't make me come quickly, which is why I think I get so much out of making my partner come, because I know I can go for a longer time. What is your favorite sexual act? Despite all that twaddle I gave you about big tits, it's probably the tit fuck. I just love the feel of it on my cock, and that's the only, I've only ever done it twice in my life. And once was with a girl that really had fantastic boobs, and it just felt so silky. It made me come within minutes, and I couldn't believe how quickly I came after having a tit fuck. It was unbelievable. But I also like the inverted blowjob, which is where you have your partner lie on her back. Her head is preferably off the end of a surface, like a table or a bed, which makes her throat look really, really horizontal. And then you insert your cock into her throat, and if she's deep throat, if she can deep throat, it's amazing, because you can get really deep down. You can get your head over to lick their pussy, to get your tongue on their clit, and I just love. Then maybe standing up and watching my partner play with themselves while they suck my cock. It's really awesome. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Difficult, because I do like a female who is intelligent. She can talk to me. I'm a training doctor. I like to be able to, expand beyond the small talk. I do like a fairly confident girl. Sometimes it is nice to have a girl turn around and roll you over, sit on top of you, get you inside of them and start riding you like a wild animal. It's sexy to see that. And that's, having a nice blend of letting me be dominant, but having the self image and the confidence to just roll me over and start fucking me on top and things like that. That's really good. That's really lovely, and it sort of gets me hard just thinking about it, to be honest. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear, and how do you prepare yourself? Honestly, I don't dress to feel sexy. I feel more comfortable in my birthday suit. I like being naked, and when I'm naked, I feel sexy. But I guess if I was to go out, I haven't gone out pulling as it is in a while. But if I did, I usually wear a nice shirt, nice jeans, and some nice shoes. And the color doesn't really matter to me. But I do love blue. Blue is my favorite color. I've got nice blue eyes, and I'd like blue eyes and girls. I love blue in general things. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? I love Scarlett Johansson, as you may have sort of picked up on the what turned me on about the female body. I also love Lauren Cohan. She's absolutely gorgeous. Amanda Crew, she's pretty fantastic too. In terms of fictional, there's nothing. I'm not into enough fictional characters. I play League of Legends, so I guess something from League of Legends if I ever thought about it. But hey. What turns you on the most in your life? It's definitely my girlfriend at the moment. She pushes all the right buttons for me. I just love the way she sort of can turn up and immediately start grabbing my cock and wherever we are. We have had sex in some crazy places just because she's turned around and grabbed my cock and said, "Yeah, I need to feel you inside of me right now." And yeah, I have no problem getting hard at any given situation when she's there. It's amazing. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? I would love to have, as I can see the example here, porn star size cum shots. I can get them if I don't wank or don't come for a week or so, but I'd love to have them all the time. Every time I come, I'd love to just dump a load. I love the cum play stuff you see in a lot of anime porn. Where you come inside and it starts spilling out, and I just love that. I'd love to be able to do that to someone, but obviously it's not as easy as those animated shows make it look. How did you find about GWA? I found out about it about a year ago. I was really into jack off instructions, and although I do like a video with it, I started listening to some stuff on here, and I thought, wow, actually this just helped me come. And I'd sort of then let it to bed for a while, and someone, I do a lot of casting for games, and someone picked up and said, "Hey, I like your voice." And I had that response quite a lot, and I thought maybe I could do something for GWA, give back to sort of some of the stuff I took away a year ago. So that's why I started posting. What's your dirtiest fantasy? I would love to be the mouth end of a three-way gangbang. I would just love to see the look on a girl's face as she's getting reamed from behind by two fat cocks in her buttholes. So that's something I'd like to be in. I'm not. I mean, I do like the thought of incest play, but because I'm a male, I'd have to imagine myself in the dad situation because I haven't had that personal experience in real life. It's difficult to associate with it, and it's not something I'd ever really want to explore, and I'd never think about exploring it in real life. It doesn't do enough for me, But yeah, I mean, I'm at the moment. If you're talking about dirtiest fantasy right now, is that it's just being in sort of a gangbang situation like that. I'm also into my non-con, so I have a lot of rape play fantasies. Also, would never consider doing that in real life because it's the actual severity of the situation in real life wouldn't turn me on. But the acting, if you're in a rape play situation, would. I do like, it just sort of links back to the dominance factor for me. I like being in control. Kinkiest sex you've ever had? I guess I could tell you about the most fun place I've ever had sex. Most of my partners have been fairly vanilla, so there's not been any too crazy sort of, I guess, fetishes. But if any of you know England, I had sex in the Peak District on a mountain near Stanage Edge. If you look it up on Google, Stanage, Stanage, and then Edge, you'll see what it looks like. But there was a rocky outcrop, and it was sort of it formed like a teepee of rocks. So I couldn't fit in there, but my girlfriend could. So she crawled in, and I sort of stuck my cock in the hole, and I was standing there, and she. I could just feel her walk up to my cock. I felt her tongue start navigating my head, and her lips slowly slide over my head, and it was great. But she couldn't get any further than that, so I couldn't get any more of my shaft in her mouth. So we were both really horny by this point, so we started walking a little bit further on, and there was a, I guess like a sort of a mound and a rock, and it was looking onto the road that was about 300 meters away, and then there was another sort of rocky edge mountain, another 500 meters beyond that. So we could see quite a lot, and I just there was were past people, but walking behind us. But we'd walked down a bit and out of the way, and I just pulled down her tights and her shorts, and I just bent her over this rock. So she was looking over the road, and I just started ploughing into her from behind. I could just feel her ass cheeks wobbling as I was hitting my ball sack against the rock, and it was kind of hurting, but it was nice at the same time. And yeah, I just came inside her, and it was dripping down this rock, and all the people around us had no idea. It was amazing. What's my favorite part of my body? Personally, I love my thighs. They're quite big and muscly. And I do like my cock, obviously, but definitely my thighs. I like to look at my own thighs. It's why I think part of the reason why I really enjoy being naked. Yeah, anyway, I hope you've enjoyed. If you have any requests for me or any scripts you'd like me to do, that would be really awesome. I'm just doing this as it's sort of a get yourself out there post. So I will be looking to do some, obviously, scenarios. I'm actually open to most scenarios, despite my own personal fetishes. I just like to please. That's one of the main things for me. I love to sort of please people, and the thought of me potentially aiding in any of your orgasms, it's really sexy. So yeah, I'm gonna head out now.